budget?
All right, here we go.
We got a balanced budget.
Call a special meeting of the Curry Beach Town Council to order Thursday, April 25th, 2024, 5 p.m. And it's our second budget work session. And Arlen, it's up. It's all you.
So what I thought we would do was just pick up where we left off last time. And I'll start with the assumptions, and anything that is in bold were changes to those initial assumptions, so things that were decided at the first budget meeting on April 1st. So the only four changes, a tax increase of 9.1%, which comes out to like 2.42 cents, so it brings our new tax rate to 29 cents. A 25% garbage collection fee increase. We got the updated information about recycling. This was pretty much already factored into the budget, but to make it clear, it's a 5.3% recycle collection fee increase. And then finally, the only other change from the original assumptions was a 10% rate tier increase for water and sewer, but leaving the minimum level unchanged. I'm going to need better glasses to see that far. So this is where we were at the last meeting. So this is where I'm going to start from. And so we'll start with the general fund. So what I've done is just started with the shortage that we had and then the changes that occurred during the last budget meeting and after. And there's some minor changes that you'll see for various departments for workers' comp. We got our final quote for that for next year. So most departments went down. Police department went up a little over 5,000 for just the rate category that they're in, and also adding of a additional police officer. Building inspection went up just a little bit, again based on the rate category increase. The largest increase though is in lifeguards, and I guess after the last budget meeting there were some discussions about changes with the rate of pay for lifeguards, and I think Ed's probably in a better position to just comment on that, why we made that change. So
So we just went from $16 an hour to $18 to match what the local beaches are doing. I think I discussed that with three of you on the council. Carolina Beach got approved to go to 18. Riceville Beach, I believe, is still trying to get to 18. And then on top of that, Carolina Beach also, they've got, I don't know if they've completed it yet, but they've gotten the go-ahead to start that $18 an hour at the beginning of the lifeguard season instead of July 1st as well. So that number reflects just going to 18 on July 1st, correct, Carl?
Yes.
So you think you need to go before then to recruit, or you're looking okay, or you can't tell yet?
We can't quite tell yet. I did have that discussion with Arlen to see where we were at, because we did, we operate midway through the year. I believe we were around, when we did the math, it was around $20,000 shy, correct, Arlen?
Right. So we'll kind of have to evaluate that as we get more into the season, and if necessary, we'll bring a budget amendment to probably the June meeting that we need to change this current year's budget.
Well, if we have the TDA money to do it, I'd rather start the season off than wait. It only, it's what, 5 weeks?
Yes, sir. It would be, 5 weeks plus the training.
Okay.
So then for lifeguard, with that increase in pay, the related FICA taxes that go along with that, and then also because of the increase in pay and the change in some workers' comp rates, there was a little bit of increase there. Tax collection, because we are increasing the tax rate, that also then increased the tax collection expenses, so that is. So the net change in expenditures after the last meeting was actually an increase of $53,982. So to offset that, the property tax increase that was agreed upon at the last meeting, so that's brings in $313,900. The garbage collection increase of $64,400. For the additional TVA revenue is based on the increase that we made for lifeguards, and I think that's definitely bringing us up to our, you know, upper limit of the amount of TVA funds that will be available in a given year. And then finally, to balance everything, is a fund balance appropriation of $157,971. So that's about 1.7% of the budget, and that's typically where we'll come in or whatever, that we'll have about that much of the budget remaining. So I think we're good with that amount. So taking all that into account, we end up with a balanced budget at this point.
Okay. Any questions on the general fund budget?
No, sir.
Okay.
So I did the same thing on water and sewer. Started with the shortage that we had at the last meeting. A couple minor changes for workers' comp insurance again. So for each one of the departments. The bigger change is in water and sewer operations on the engineering fees. And that's increasing those by $150,000. And that's really to take into account that asset inventory and assessment grant that we had. So half of those expenses are in, most likely to fall into this current year we're in now, the other half in the next fiscal year. And you'll see down in the revenue changes that there's a direct offset to that increase in expense, and that's the grant proceeds that we'll get. The other changes in revenue relate to the 10% rate tier increase that was agreed to by council, so the increase in water and sewer. Also looking at new account setup fees, we kind of had an uptick a little bit in activity, so just changed that by a little bit, $1,000 for next year. So taking into account all those changes for water and sewer, we're also at a balanced budget at this point in time.
Okay, any question on water and sewer?
No, sir.
No.
Okay,
on stormwater, we actually had a little bit of an overage. So I'm starting at that point. We had a little decrease in workers' comp insurance. And then I spread the rest of that overage between two categories. One, increase in capital outlay improvements. I mean, that's just in case any emergency projects come up. And then also we had reduced system maintenance. Well, I added some back to that.
Good.
Because there's... You never know, especially if there's a storm or something, what could happen mm-hmm. there. So taking into account those three changes, that increases our expenses by $16,256, resulting in a balanced budget. Okay. And the other smaller funds were all balanced to begin with, for PAL bill and mm-hmm. protection and all of those. So based on all these changes, we at this point are at a balanced budget for the entire town operations, and unless somebody has anything else, I think that's where we need to be at this point.
I do want to make one comment, guys. I talked with Caroline Beach Mayor Barbie, and the donation to the aquarium, they're making it clear this is a one time, so that $10,000, I recommend we do the same thing when we send a letter when to do mm-hmm. the check, but it'd be it's a one time towards our capital.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's good.
Any questions, guys? Anything?
Well, looks good.
Never come here.
So now, Arlen, you'll present this at the May meeting, and then we'll have our public hearing after that. Okay.
Yeah, so unless something drastically changes, which I don't expect, I think we should be in great shape.
Okay. Nice job, sir.
Any questions?
Nice job, team. Yes, sir.
All right. Any other questions, comments? I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Do you want to discuss the council goals?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yes.
Thank you, Beth.
I think what I had, I tacked onto the end of this.
Yeah, and guys, the 25 council goals is what I sent out to everybody that that I wrote. I didn't hear any additions or deletions to that, and we can always add to it before we adopt the budget. But if anybody has any comments, I tried to take what we're doing, take the things we had completed, and if y'all want to look through these, have any comments about it, or if you want us to take them, and we'll go with it as I presented it.
So I think the only thing I'd like to add somewhere in there, and I don't know how to add it, so that's why I didn't send it, Alan, is that for both the parks, pursuing outside funding for both the Sandman and the regular park, I think you touched on it in there.
I did under the work of the general.
I like both of them because I think.
So under 1E.
Right. Yeah, I was just going to call them out separately because I think there is support outside the town for both of those parks funding wise between the county and
a
representative.
So do you want to add an F, David?
I think. I open it up to council how we put it in, but
I understand what you're saying, and I agree with you.
I think we should put both of them in separately because I think if we did some work, I think there's funding streams for both of them from both the county and our local representative. So a new park.
And private dollars.
Yeah, and private dollars. Exactly right. And I think we should highlight that we're going to work on both of those this year. I know the people around Sandman are interested. And then the other park, we have a drawing which the pickleball people and the tennis court people are fighting over how many courts of each type in there, I think, because I keep getting stopped by both sides. Heads up, Nikki. So, but I think there is potential funding in both those, and we should say that's a goal for 2025.
Okay.
And we should call them out separately because they're two different work streams in my mind. Because a new park, there's money that I think maybe accessible versus upgrading an existing park.
Right.
Because they want to name it and all kinds of other stuff, right?
Okay, so I'll work on a bullet for number F and send it out to everybody.
Yeah,
is that
maybe,
okay?
Maybe F and G, but
yeah, okay.
Yeah, just okay. I think saying them both separately because I think they're different type of work, maybe. Maybe not, I don't know. I just keep getting noise, and maybe you guys are too.
I think
but
it's probably different because one, it's just a blank space, and the other, we already have
right.
Something
and
there.
And I think they want to name it and all kinds of other stuff for money, which is fine with me.
Well, we do have the Friends group that's wanting to start up, and
right?
And we can work with them, the county endowment,
yeah,
the county, and
so I think those should be on our goals.
Okay.
I think both of those have an opportunity this year. There seems to be traction.
Okay.
And using, I think the citizens would like us to say we're working on both those. I know there's different citizens for different parts of that.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. Absolutely. Cool. Absolutely. And I'll write that up and send it out to everybody. All right?
I'm sorry I didn't write up.
No, that's
I
fine.
I
got
to write
no,
it. That's why I was waiting
fine.
To talk about it.
That's fine.
Do we have to mention anything about the boardwalk this year?
Well, it may be something else.
I just don't know where we are right now with that. An engineering study or something done, or
nice signals. I think so. Right now, we're finding out if the substructure is a problem.
Right.
I know we've done some sampling. Jimmy hasn't got the reports back yet, but we have an engineering firm looking at it to make sure we don't have a problem with the bulkhead. And then once we have that, then I think maybe we should put it as a goal as well because I think we want to work on it. That permit runs out next year, Bethany, or the year after?
Sorry,
the
that?
Camera permit for the boardwalk, how long have we got before it expires? It was 2 years. Or 3 years?
Yeah, 3 years.
So we got
2026.
2026, right? So we should probably work on the plan at least, if nothing else.
Yeah, I get questions about that.
Oh,
okay.
I'm sure.
So,
yeah.
So I will... I'll find a place to add that and add something in there about implementation of the engineering study for the boardwalk.
Right. Yep.
Okay.
That's good.
Okay.
Anything else?
That's all I have, sir.
All right. Good stuff, Dave. Good stuff. Any other comments? Concerns? Looks like we're... now I can entertain a motion for us to adjourn.
Make a motion we close budget session number 2.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.